What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to another episode of Buffed Up Sports. What's happening, folks? So most of you know, I put out episodes bi-weekly. So I put out an episode, take a break, and I'm putting out another one, right? So they come out 2 weeks apart. This time I had to do three, but for very good reason, very good reasons. So first, my laptop, didn't have it, went to the shop. I don't know what happened. To this day, I don't know what happened. I just know I went to class, then I got done with class. I pull out my laptop to do my work. Its screen is cracked. It's like I could hardly do anything on it. So that was a bummer. And then, by the way, obviously I got it back now because I'm recording. They actually got it back pretty quick because I was told a week and it got there in like, I want to say 4 days. So that actually was pretty nice. The other reason I didn't record is because my old high school, Arbor Prep, won its second state championship in girls basketball. Now, you're probably like, why does that mean anything to you? Because I went to Arbor Prep all 4 years of high school. That's the first thing. And for those who don't know, I've mentioned it before on the podcast, but for those who don't know, I started announcing basketball games for Arbor Prep when I was in the fifth grade. In fact, I started doing the girls games first. I did girls varsity games. I'm in fifth grade. That's when I started, and I've been doing that ever since. Then I started doing the boys basketball games. My freshman year of high school, like I said, I went to Arbor Prep. Even though I'm gone, I still keep in contact with a good chunk of my teachers and whatnot from the staff that still works there. When I see them, I'll still speak from the principal to the janitor, like everybody at that school. I still, like, when I see them, I have no problem speaking to them. And the crazy thing is, I graduated with 39 students. So that just tells you how small of a school it is. So when I say it was, like, pretty cool, it was, because it was a small environment, but friendly. Going back to why the championship meant so much, like I said, I've been doing the announcing since I was in fifth grade. So the girls on the team, I've got to know them, got to know their families. I've seen the seniors on the team. I went to school with them. We were in school at the same time. So like I've literally just seen them since they were freshmen. Now they're about to go into their own world. So it was nice to see them win. And then like I said, the other players on the team, like I've met their families and whatnot. Like if I'm not at a game, everybody's like, "Where's RJ?" Like I'm not joking. It's a pretty, you know, nice family they got at Arbor Prep when it comes to basketball. And then the school doesn't have a football team, so basketball is our main sport. So we take basketball serious at Arbor Prep. And so it meant a lot for me to see the game. You know, they playing at Michigan State at the Breslin Center in the state championship. Some people probably seen me because I know I had people texting me talking about us seeing your orange bright WNBA hoodie in the front row, and I'm like, that wasn't me. They was like, I saw you jumping up and down, that was you. And I'm like, you're right. But I keep getting sidetracked. I want to come back to the point of why it meant so much. Arbor Prep is where I started announcing that. That's where I learned that talking sports was something I wanted to do in life. No joke, like I always had the thought in mind, but that was like the very first thing I did to actually put that goal into, like, that was like the first thing I did to actually start pursuing my goals, if that makes sense. Like long before the podcast, announcing Arbor Prep basketball games was what I was doing to get myself out there. I'm just so happy for the school, for the coaches, especially the head coach, Scott Stein. Again, he was one of him and my uncle, who used to coach at the time, were the ones who offered me the chance to announce the games. and I've been doing it since. So shout out to our prep AP Gators in the house. So now that I said all that as to why that championship meant a lot to me, I couldn't record because one, I was at the game itself, and two, I lost my voice. But we back this week, and that's what matters, because I'm happy. So let's get into it, because I don't did a whole spiel, did all that talking. Y'all might wanted to hear that, but y'all really want to hear about these Detroit sport teams, so you know we about to talk about it. Red Wings, I'm going to start off with them. I'd be lying if I said I watched the Red Wings lately. I've probably watched 2 games since I went to the game, but for very good reason. I'm still at the point where if the Pistons are on, I'm going to watch them over the Red Wings. Like, I ain't got to that point where I could put on the Red Wings more. You feel me? Now, like, if the Red Wings, like, say the Red Wings became a playoff team or a contending team before the Pistons do, then that would be different probably. I probably would start watching the Red Wings more than the Pistons, but I'm not at that point yet. Because most of you know, basketball is the first sport for me, so just got that bias towards it. But also, WWE 2K22 did come out, and I've been having a lot of fun on there. I ain't gonna lie. So that's really where a lot of my time is going to these days. Detroit Lions, what they gonna do? I'll tell you, the NFL draft is a month away. The NFL offseason been something. I mean, they on NBA offseason territory right now. I mean, let's start off with the biggest thing. Tom Brady, unretired after a long 40 days away from the game. I mean, it's incredible. He spent all that time away and he's back. But it's funny, but it's not, because of course the memes came out on Twitter. And the funniest ones were the ones that was like, Tom Brady spent 40 days at home with them kids and said, never mind, I'm going back to work. And I thought about it. I'm like, so is that the thought that every man with kids have? Like, they'll rather work than sit at home with the kids all day? Like, because it did make me think. I'm like, this man, he has no reason to keep playing. Like, you would think he would retire so he can spend time with his kids. It's pretty messed up when you think about it, but I thought it was funny. Then you got another family man, Russell Wilson. He got traded after spending his whole career with the Seahawks. You would think he would retire with the Seahawks. Got a Super Bowl ring with the Seahawks. He's off to Denver. Then Tyreek Hill, Super Bowl champion with the Chiefs. You know the Chiefs, they go to the AFC Championship game every year. Nope, that might be ending, because number one receiver Tyreek Hill is going to the Miami Dolphins. I'm like, I want to see the Lions get in on the action. I want to see the Lions make a big move. So I thought about the QB situation in Detroit, Jared Goff. Now, you know, there's reasons to keep Goff, reasons not, because of what's out there. So, like, for example, you could draft a quarterback. Do I see that happening? No. I like the mystery to it though. Like, what if we do draft a quarterback? Now, I don't want the quarterback with like our first pick of the draft, but then at the same time, it's like, if you're not going for a quarterback early, what's the point of getting one? Rightfully so. But yeah, that's why, I mean, it kind of goes back to the point of why I don't necessarily see us getting a quarterback, but again, that mystery of, what if? Then you got Deshaun Watson. Now, I won't get too much into this one because this is a touchy subject. But my thing with Deshaun Watson is, no matter what you think about him off the field and what he's might have went through, you're not going to tell me he's not better than Jared Goff, because he's way better than Jared Goff. I think that's probably the one thing everybody can agree on. It's just, I get it. You got morals involved. So it's like, you got people who say get him. You got people who say don't. I get both sides, but I'll say this. If you ask me who a better quarterback, I'm gonna want Deshaun Watson over Jared Goff. And that's facts. That's final. But again, if the situation that Deshaun Watson is dealing with gets worse and it turns into he messed up for real, like there's no other way to put it, then of course I'm like, no, we don't need that on our team. Then you got another controversial figure, Colin Kaepernick. Somebody asked me recently, why don't the Lions get Colin Kaepernick? And I explained, I'm like, Kaepernick has been out the league for like 5 years now. He ain't coming back. Then about a week later, I see a report that's saying scouts went out to see Colin Kaepernick and he's still at an elite level or a NFL level, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, well, if that's the case, where do the tryouts at? Where are they taking place? We not go at Lake Colin Kaepernick and take the 49ers to a Super Bowl and almost won the game. Almost won the game off a call that didn't get called. We can argue about that later, but hey, we one call away from history being completely different. And honestly, you think about it, what if the 49ers won that game? Do you think Colin Kaepernick would be in the situation he's in now? Probably. But I'll tell you what, the 49ers might not have let him go as easy either. Hey, call me crazy. I'm on one today. I feel like just saying everything now. But seriously, I said Colin Kaepernick's out the league. He's been out the league 5 years. Sad to say, again, if you pro Kaepernick, anti Kaepernick, whatever. The part that's sad is that the guy was a decent quarterback, but due to his political thoughts, he was out the league. I mean, I don't want to don't say it's not because of his talent, because it's not the talent. Talent wasn't the problem. You gonna tell me, okay, so fine, he's not a starter. You gonna tell me he's not a decent backup quarterback in the NFL? Again, the Lions could use one right now. So that's not the problem. The problem is his political thoughts that got him out the league. He was gone 5 years. You spent 5 years away from the NFL. Try to come back, you will not be the same. Unless these reports are true that he is still looking like he could play at an elite level. I don't think I'm gonna buy it, because 5 years. We talking 5 years? You've been gone? Now you want to come back? Like, sorry, man. I know that's your dream as far as playing football, but I don't know. I just don't know. So if you got to stick it off with Jared Goff another year, fine. But I do hope this Jared Goff and Lions partnership ends soon. I do. I really do. Because I'm just going to keep it a stack. I don't like Jared Goff as a Lion quarterback. I ain't going to sound like Jared Goff. I don't know. I don't know the guy. But as a quarterback of my football team, I don't like him. I don't. And I feel like I got the right to speak my opinion on that. Just like I feel like I got the right to go to opening day, but I really don't. Opening day of what, RJ, you might ask? Opening day of baseball, because baseball is back. I didn't think it was going to happen so soon, but they did it. And my feelings are hurt. Not because baseball back. I'm glad it's baseball back. I'm hurt because I can't go to opening day April 8th in the D on a Friday afternoon. I can't do it. I really thought hard about it, too. I mean, what's there to really think about when it comes to opening day? One, it's opening day. And then in my case, I don't have class, right? So I'm like, ooh, that would be kind of bold of me to skip class to go to opening day. But I'm like, hey, I don't even have class on that day. Then I look at the tickets. Tickets still available. But the deciding factor shut all of that down. And no, it was not my mom. It was work. I was hurt because I'm like, I can't take off. I can't take off. I mean, even if open today was like a late game, I could have had a shot. But you already know, you ain't having no 7 o'clock April game in Michigan. That ain't happening. So I was like, there goes that. So, can't go to opening day. I will say, when it comes to April baseball, I'll never go to a game in April. I went in May, and I hated it. We talking late May, and it was cold. So, y'all think I'm going to go in April in Michigan? I'll pass. But if I had to go to an April game, it would have to be opening day. I don't think anything else can make... All right, bad podcasting. because I don't know how many hits away Miguel Cabrera is from 3,000 hits. But if he was like at 2,999 in the month of April, then you best believe I'm buying that ticket for that next game to see 3,000. Ain't no doubt about it. I'm going in. But other than, that's probably like two things that will make me want to go to an April game. So the fact I'm not going in, the fact I'm not going for opening day shuts that out. And yeah, depending on how many hits Cabrera's away from 3,000, that determines if I go to a game for that reason. So I don't think I'm going to an April game this year. But I do love going to Tigers games. I tell everybody, Tigers games are way more enjoyable in person. Like, a lot of people will say football. I feel like football and basketball are the main sports people can watch on TV and be entertained the whole way through. I might be wrong, but that's just the perception I get from everyone else. But now being to a Red Wings games and then being to many Tigers games, I can say those two are very more enjoyable in person than they are on TV. Again, that's kind of like that with everything, but those two really stand out because I can at least watch football and basketball on TV with no problems. Tigers / baseball, it has to be a good Tigers team. Like last year was the most I watched in a few years, honestly, because the team got better. Red Wings I'm watching because I'm trying to get into the sport of hockey. So it's just, that makes a difference. But yeah, if you've never been to a Tigers game, go to a Tigers game and start the wave while you're at it. At least try. Something so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful about the wave going on at Comerica Park. Beautiful stadium too, beautiful. Pistons, we got players hitting 50 points in a game. I don't think it got talked about enough, but hey, at least those Pistons fans was hype about it. Then you got players hitting 40 the next game. Yeah, I'm talking about Sadiq Bey hitting 50 and Jeremy Grant following up with a 40 piece. The Pistons got a core, man. And I mentioned before how I'm willing to keep Grant if he realizes he's going to be the third option on the team. And that's okay. Like, I was just listening to a podcast the other day. They was talking about the players that's locked to be a Pistons like 5 years from now. Obviously, Cade. You can argue Sadiq Bey is in that conversation now to be a lock for 5 years for the Pistons. Jeremy Grant is not a lock. Okay, Killian is not a lock. Isaiah Stewart is not a lock. These guys, their fans love them, but they ain't, or don't, but they not locks yet. Cade is a lock. Sadiq, you put up 50, you a lock in my opinion. That's enough. I need, that's all I need to see. Oh, you can score 50 in the game? You all right with me. At least that's how I look at it. I'm like, ah, he got 50. He staying. He ain't going nowhere. Hey, boss, he ain't working. But that night in Orlando, Sadiq was working. 50 points on all jumpers. Come on now. Put some respect on my Pistons name. But the Pistons, I don't know. They starting to divide the fan base again. Are you pro-win games or pro-tank? Because the Pistons are riding that very thin line right now. They have me, a diehard fan, struggling because they've been winning games lately and I've been happy. Then I'm like, dang, we could get another top pick. The thing is, the Pistons started off so, so freaking terrible that honestly, even with all the wins lately, they're still in good position to get a good draft pick. I keep laughing because you can't make this up. We were bad. I mean, they broke me this year, man. They did. They really did. But the thing is, they look so much better now after the All-Star break. And the Pistons, like, you look at the records, they're still, like, bottom of the league. So, like, say we end up bottom three, as you know, worst three team. That gives us a 14% chance of getting the number one draft pick. The highest percent chance with two other teams, right? I'm just looking for a top five pick, man. That's all I want. I just want a top five pick. We ain't got to get the number one pick again. It'll be nice, but we got to accept that getting the number one pick back-to-back years is just not likely to happen. So I think the Pistons If they want to win games, what is it, 10 games left at the time of this recording? It's 10 games left, I think. Go ahead, win some games. Y'all want to win some games? Go on out there and win some games. Shoot. They got me a little scared, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all know next Friday when Pinky was like, he had me kind of scared, but I held my own. That's kind of how I feel right now with the Pistons. Like, I'm scared, but I think we're gonna be all right. I do. Because if we just trying to get a top five pick, hey, I'm good. Like, my thing is this. We just have to end up in a way to have the best odds at a top five pick. We do that, then I'm okay. Because we all know at the end of the day, it comes down to the lottery. And you can only control so much of when that ball gets picked up, what team it has on it. As y'all see, I was just rambling today. I ain't gonna hold you. I was just letting off a lot of frustration. It's been 3 weeks, so I was just letting off a lot of things. I just I had notes, but then I started freestyling. Let me know if y'all like that better. Y'all got an authentic RJ today, so that's that for you. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hunt36. Send me a friend request on Facebook at RJ Hunt. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review, please, because I love to hear the feedback, please. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. Now just remember to follow these words. Spread love, keep your chest out, hold your head up, show off them pretty teeth. Don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace.